Hey, Manuel Kant was a real pissant. He was very rarely stable. I Degger was a boozy beggar who could think you under the table. David Hume could out-consume Schopenhauer and Hegel. And Wittgenstein was a beery swine who was just a schloster schlegel. There's nothing Nietzsche couldn't teach about the raising of the wrist. Socrates himself was permanently pissed. John Stuart Mill of his own free will, on half quite a shandy was particularly ill. Plato, they say, could stick it away, half a grain of whiskey every day. Aristotle was a bugger for the bottle. Hobbes was fond of his dram, and René Descartes was a drunken fart. I drink, therefore I am. Yes, Socrates himself is particularly missed. Ah, lovely little thing about a bugger when he's pissed.